Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministries. My name is Apostle David Callender. I'm your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We'd just like to thank you for being here with us this morning. I'm a little hoarse this morning because this weather changing up and down, and it's messing with my vocal cords. But not to fear, we are here, and Holy Spirit is here. And we are blessed to be alive this morning. We can see the handiwork of God, how the weather is constantly changing. Only God can do this. We are going to be, Father, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with the gift of life. Heavenly Father, we are so gracious to all that you have done for us, all that you're doing for us. And we bless you this morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for being here. We got to get our Holy Communion together, and then we'll be back. We're going to listen to some praise and worship while we do what we have to do.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say it.
giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody's going to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Yeah. Father, endure. Yeah. corners of the world will
would gravitate to it, oh God. They would draw closer to your word, what your word is saying to us, oh God, to all of us all over this world. We pray, Father God, for those that need healing this morning. We pray, oh God, that healing would manifest, oh God. Those that need deliverance, deliverance will manifest. Those that need restoration this morning will be restored, oh God. We pray that today, oh God, that nothing will be kept back from the children of God this morning. That, Lord, you will release all that your children need this morning, oh God. Father, I can't release it. The evangelist can't release it, but you can release it through us, oh God. Father, we pray that this day that you would use us to your glory, oh God, to your advantage today, oh God. As we bow at the foot of the cross today, we ask you to wash us fresh in the blood, oh God. God, wash away all our guilty stains, oh God. Father, we come this morning asking your forgiveness for any word, thought, or deed that we may have committed, oh God, known or not known, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness this morning, oh God, that you would draw us into your presence, oh God, because we know in your presence there is the fullness of God. Father, we ask you this morning to saturate the atmosphere, sterilize the atmosphere with your cleansing power, oh God. We ask, oh God, that your spirit would take control of this service today. Lord, we declare and decree, oh God, that you would speak to us through your servant, oh God. Lord, we will not let our mind, we will not let our thoughts, oh God, not even our family members, our friends, our associates from stopping us from receiving your word this morning, oh God. God, we will yield to you this morning, yield to your presence, oh God. We ask you to touch this woman of God this morning only the way that you can touch, oh God. Touch her, oh God, and bring a cleansing to her mouth, oh God. Bring a cleansing to her tongue, oh God. Let the angel of heaven, oh God, leave heaven right now, oh God. Oh God, just as the shrinking of the eye, oh God, and bring the coals from the altar of God and rest upon our lips, oh God. Begin to purge as you purge Isaiah, oh God, the time of his account. Oh God, purge it from all impurities, oh God, that only the word, the living word, the infallible word, the truth of God will flow from her mouth, oh God. I pray that today, oh God, Lord God, as she step aside, that you would step in front, oh God. As she decrease, oh God, you would increase, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you would use her, oh God, in a magnificent way, oh God. I pray, Father God, that your glory will be seen and felt through her this day, oh God. As we yield to her, Father, we lift the kids this morning. All of Christina's kids, my kids, Mother Irene's kids, Evangelist's kids, Prophet Marcella's kids, Pastor Celeste's kids. We lift up all the kids that we see in our mind today, God. We ask you, oh God, to touch the kids. Keep your hand of protection over our kids, oh God. Let them be under the canopy of heaven, oh God, as you cover them under the shadow of your wings this day, oh God. Continue to protect them from those vile people, oh God, that would try to hurt them, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, that you take them to and fro safe from home to school, from school to home. Lord, let no hurt, harm, or danger befall them. And those that are driving on the school buses, I ask you to protect the school buses, that not one bus will turn over today, oh God. I pray, Father, for traveling mercy over the highway, the airways, the seaways, and the trainways this day, oh God. The byways, oh God. Father, I pray for your protection. Holy Spirit of the living God, you are welcome in this place. Come in and flood this place with the glory of heaven, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would have your way in us and through us. Speak to us today through your servant. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Go ahead, evangelist, and it's your turn. You have the mic.
Good morning, Apostle Calendar.
Good morning.
The Calendar Resurrection Power Christians Christ this morning. Mother Irene, Sister Christine, good morning to you all this morning.
Good morning.
Mother, I pray, God, that you're in a better place today. I heard the spirit on yesterday. You were heavy on yesterday when I was listening to you, and I was anxious to talk, but I got cut off. So, but nevertheless, the Lord knows, when I hung the line up, I thank God that, you know, and I heard the prayers go forth. I knew that everything was well. It was just well. Everything was well.
Yes.
But I just couldn't. That heaviness on your heart yesterday, and that heaviness that was in your voice, I just began to pray, and I started to move. You started talking. I said, "I'm like Apostle Calendar. Something just wasn't right." You know, and when the Apostle said, I said, "Yes, right, Apostle." You know that we can hear that in your voice, but thank God for you this morning. Thank God for you, Sister Christine, and your children. I thank God for continuing to empower you to do the work that he has for you to do for his kingdom, you know, in your life, and live the life that God wants to live before your children. I thank God for you too, Apostle Calendar. I thank God for what that Pastor Celeste doing the praying yesterday, Apostle Calendar. I thank God for Pastor Celeste yesterday because, I mean, she really prayed. I thank God. I hate that I couldn't get in on the rest of the service on yesterday. You know, I was like, I wish I could find a button to hit and push me in on an override that I couldn't get on. But nevertheless, I thank God for everyone today. And
yes,
we're talking this morning in his presence. Oh, Lord, have mercy. In his presence. Thank you, Jesus. I dropped my phone. It didn't hang up. Thank you, Lord. In his, and we're going to come from the first place I like to come from, this Psalm, the 16th number of Psalms. And I'm just going to begin reading it at the first verse. I was just going to dive right on into it, but the Lord said, read. So I shall read. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord. This is one of the songs of David. He said, my goodness extended not to thee. So he was saying that his goodness did not reach out to him, to the Lord. But David, you know one thing about David? It didn't matter what David did. David knew who he was in the Lord. David, not only that, David knew who God was in his life, and he knew what God was to his life. He knew that God would preserve him, and he knew that God would teach him. And so he started out by, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth. He said, but to the saints in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. He said, and to the excellent into whom is all his delight. Means his glory, his glory in the Lord. But he extended his goodness to the saints. But he said, their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. He said, their sorrows shall be multiplied to those that hasten after another God. Which he's talking about an idol God. That's what David is talking about. And he said, let their sorrows be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their name into my lips. David said, I'm not going to even speak their name from my mouth, not even from my lips. But see, you know, they blood offerings they had, they would take the blood of the lambs and goats and cows and calves and birds. They would drink this, offering it up to an idol God. So David said, I'm not going to even take their name. I'm not going to even speak their name upon my lips. Then David said, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my life. You know, in Psalm 23, when David, thank the Lord, in Psalm 23, when David was talking to the Lord, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Then David said, he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Then he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. He said, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So here we see what David is saying. David is talking about his goodness extended not to thee, but his goodness extended to the saints of God. And then David was talking about his cup. He said, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my life. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yet I have a goodly inheritance. David said, I have a goodly inheritance. Then he said, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. How do we bless the Lord? By serving him, by serving one another day after day. How do we serve God? By taking care of our sisters and brothers, by taking care of our fellow man. This is how we serve God daily. And David said, I will bless the Lord who have given me counsel. Means he takes his instructions from God. You know, the word of God tells us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So David said, I will bless the Lord who have given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. When I can't see, you know, there are some places, some times in our life, David wasn't talking about the physical night, but there's some times when we hit the spiritual dark places in our life, and we need instruction. And so David said, even in the night season, he gave his instructions from God. He said, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is my right hand. I shall not be moved. David said, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Now, let me stop right here, because I shall not be moved. It's lingering in my spirit. So I'm going to stop and be obedient to the Lord. It doesn't matter what kind of conflict or tribulations or trials that we face in our life. David said, I know who God is in my life. I'm going to...
Her phone drop out, so we just got to wait till she come back in. Father, we just pray that you would watch over that phone, oh God. Her signal dropped. Lord, we ask for your continual care of her, oh God. Lord, I pray she get better signal, better signal, phone signal. Here she is.
Yes, my phone went out. I'm sorry. So,
no problem. That's not your problem.
I will not be moved. It's lingering in my spirit. So when David said, I shall not be moved, when we're faced with trials, tribulation, and conflicts in our lives, David knew for a certainty. He didn't have any doubt about the Lord. David had no doubt about God. So whatever David came into, whatever conflict David was facing, David knew to get to seek God's face. And that's why God wants us, thank you, Holy Spirit, God wants us to seek his face and to be steadfast and don't be moved. Don't let nothing move us, not even death, cause us to be moved. Now, and when I said that, thank you, Holy Spirit, and it's like I'm saying something, it's like right then it was an immediate blow to my spirit. But I got to say what the Lord said to me, so therefore I prepare for whatever happens or whatever comes my way. I know that I shall not be moved. I know that I got to stand on the promise of God. Don't be carried away with every wind and doctrine. Don't be carried away with sorrow. Don't be carried away with grief, heartache, hurt, and pain, because sometimes it can be. I have done it before. So what God is saying to me, even to me now, as he ministered to me, as I ministered to you, you see, before when God took my husband, which was his son, and whom he allowed to be my husband, you know, because God did that, I found myself in a place of loneliness. I found myself in a place of anger. I found myself in a place of just much grief and much sorrow. And you know what happened? I did not stay steady. I stayed still for a while, maybe about 7 or 8 years. But after that, coming up upon the 10th year, I said, okay, Lord, I'm tired of being by myself. I'm tired of being lonely. And I'm like, okay, you took your son, so you're not going to replace him. But it wasn't for me to rush God to tell God what God wanted from me. If God had me in this place all this time, now I had not stopped going to church. I was still in church. I was still active. My children were still going. I still had them doing their praise dance. We had a praise group, and they would sing. They would sing, and they would praise dance. I still had them going. But even nevertheless, even though I was still doing that, I was absent in body. Though I was present in body, my spirit was absent from within me. Though I was yet going through all the motions, doing everything that I knew I had to do to stand still, but there was still an emptiness that came upon me on the inside of me. So no matter what happens to us in our life, we got to know that we cannot move. We know we got to know that we got to hold fast and wait on God. Because what God was doing, God was preparing me. So what happened was when I stepped out of place of the safety and the ark of God, and when I started listening to ungodly counsel, knowing better, but I just wanted something else. When you start taking ungodly counsel, that's just like saying you're serving an idol God. That is saying you're serving an idol God. So when you know that you're taking ungodly counsel, when you know that these things don't sound right, you're only in it for a season. And David say, it's just for a season. But you got to know that you got to hold fast, and you shall not be moved. So what happens is you have to start all over again. What happens, the Father has to break us down, and then he has to put us back on the Father's wheel as he pleased to do with us what he will. And so then in verse 9 it says, therefore my heart is glad. David said his heart was glad, and my glory rejoiced. My flesh also shall rest in hope. What is life without hope? We got to have hope. Hope for today. Hope for tomorrow. One of the greatest things in our life is hope. And so David says, my flesh also shall rest in hope. Not knowing that he should trust in God, believing in God. But my hope, they sing a song, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. On this solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And now, Lord, I just want to say thank you, because I understand today what I didn't understand yesterday. Anything else that's not the word of God, anything else that's not built on the solid foundation on the blood of Jesus, is sinking sand. You will sink. So you got to have a solid foundation, and that solid foundation is the word of God. Verse 10 says, for thou will not leave my soul in hell. David said, the Lord will not leave your soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. But David said, he's holy. So put yourself in the place of David. When he says, neither will thou suffer me, your Holy One, to see corruption. See, David said, when you're holy, God will not leave your soul in hell. What David is saying is, I might have to go through some dark places in life. It might seem like hell in earth, but one thing, God will not leave my soul in hell. And he said he will not suffer the Holy One to see corruption. So what happens is, no matter what happens, no matter what way you're in, you will not see corruption. What it may come, but it won't prosper. It may come your way, but when you see God face to face, and that's where we're going, in his presence. Verse 11 says, thou wilt show me the path of life. Right when you think it's over. Right when you feel like you're going to just throw your hands up and say, Lord, I give up. He's right there. He's a right now God. Not only is he the old time God, but he's a right now God. And when you pray right now, he'll do it right now in the name of Jesus. You don't have to wait. They sing a song, he may not come when you want it, but he's always on time. Now, when they say that, because on time can be right now. When is on time? Now is on time. If you call him now, he's just to answer you right now. And that's on time. God's time is not our time. His ways are not like our ways. And so David said, thou wilt show me the path of life. And if you go to Acts, I want to finish this. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. Without joy, God's great joy, without joy, we don't have any hope. Without joy, we're in sorrow. When our joy is multiplied in the presence of the Lord, he says, in his presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. In Acts, the second chapter, let me go to Acts, the second chapter. Oh, I went too far. Okay, Acts, the second chapter, beginning at the 27th. No, I'm going to start at the 25th verse. Thank you, Lord. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. For he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. You know, David said he just got to be still and he will not move. So at the second chapter, the 25th verse said, for David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, thank you, Holy Spirit, and my tongue was glad. See, David said his heart rejoices, and that's what David was saying. In the presence of Lord, of God, that is the fullness of joy. In the presence of God, you know, what is the presence of God? Seeking God face to face. And when we give God the glory, and when we give God the honor, and when we recognize him and reverence God as the holy, one, the only one in our lives, recognize the kingdom of God and his presence, then there is the fullness of joy. And they said, let's continue reading here. It says, verse 26, therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad, David said. His tongue was glad. He didn't say his whole body. David said, my tongue was glad. Because how do we speak with this tongue in our mouth? You know, there's life, and there's blessings, and there's curses. This tongue can bring curses to us as well. So David said, my tongue was glad. Why? Because he's speaking, and he's in the presence of the fullness of joy before the Lord. And he says, moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Thank you, Jesus. Neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. He said, neither wilt thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. If you'll go with me, I'm going to read verse 28. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Verse 29, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ, who sits on his throne. My God, verse 31 and last, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. So you see what the apostle was telling us. He used David to let us know the promise and the oath that God, had made unto David. If you'll go with me to 2 Samuel, I'm a lost in a place. If you'll go with me to Second Samuel, the 7th chapter and the 13th verse. Second Samuel, the 7th chapter and the 13th verse. Okay. It reads as follows. I'm going to start on the 12th verse. And when the days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with the fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of the bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the flies of thousands of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. So see what God is telling us. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. In his presence, there is peace. In his presence, there is love. In the presence of God. And 1 Corinthians 1:29-31 says that no flesh shall glory in his presence. So when we come before the presence of God, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. So then we have to know that we're going to have to put on mortality and put on immortality to go before the presence of God. No flesh will enter into the kingdom of heaven. There was a time, thank you, Holy Spirit, that I was riding down the road, and as I was riding down the road, I was thinking in my mind, in my mortal mind, I was saying, Lord, you know, Jesus, I love you so much. And I said, Jesus, if I had a rose, I would send you a rose. And immediately, the Spirit of the Lord quickened me in my spirit that no earthly thing shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. But as I pulled over to the side of the road, the Lord gave me a word and a rose for a rose. A rose, the rose of Sharon, the bright and morning star, a rose for a rose. So God allowed me to write a poem and to just write a poem and write a letter to him, because no earthly thing shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But see, in our mortal thoughts, sometimes we get that way. A lot of times we get that way. We think a lot. But then God quickens us in our spirit to bring us to the back to the spiritual part. And 1 Corinthians 1 chapter, verse 30 says, but of him are ye in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. All these things are in the presence of God. When you're in his presence, you receive wisdom. In the presence of God, there is righteousness. In the presence of God, there is sanctification. In the presence of God, there is redemption. There's no way to remain the same in the presence of God. When you're in the presence of God, you cannot remain the same. Always, Paul said, all things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. We'll see those things you put off. And verse 31 says that according as it was written, he that glorieth, let him glory in God. And if you turn with me to Psalms 132, Psalms 132, Psalms 132, as David said, Lord, it's a song of degrees. It says, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come unto the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, and an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephraim, at Ephesus. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou art, thou and the ark of thy strength. in the presence of God, you will have strength. In the presence of God, there is no weakness. For in his presence, there is might, there is glory, and there is power in the presence of God. Verse 9 says, let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thy anointed. The Lord has sworn in the truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach, their children also shall sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. You see, in the presence of God, there is no lack. There is no want in the presence of God. Whatever you have need of, the Lord has already made provisions for it. So until we learn that we shall not be moved and that we shall come before the presence of the Lord, how do we come before his presence? With thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. In the presence of the Lord, there is renewedness of strength, renewedness of power. He says, I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp of my anointing. His enemies clothed with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Ha! Anybody can come up against you, but what the Lord says, your enemies, he will bring your enemies to shame. But upon your head, he will place the crown. Upon the head of Jesus Christ, God placed the crown upon the head of his son, of his only begotten son. Why? So that we may have a right to the tree of life. But those elders, those priests, those scribes, those Pharisees, you see, they were brought to shame. So in the presence of the Lord, there is no shame. No, whatever it is that you have need of, come before his presence with thanksgiving. If you just come before his presence giving thanks, already thanking him for your deliverance, already thanking him for your miracles, already thanking him for your blessings, come before his presence with thanksgiving. Just begin to thank God right where you are right now today. If you're just beginning to tell him thank you in the presence of the Lord, Lord, we want to say thank you right now, God. Thank you for delivering us, God. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for peace, God. Lord, we want to say thank you for
yes,
love,
Lord.
God. Thank you for love, God. If you just enter into his presence with thanksgiving, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Just come before his presence with joy. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. In his presence.
Oh.
Yes, Jesus.
In the presence of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. All these things are in the presence of God. We know mm-hmm. that in his presence is the fullness of joy. If you go with me to Luke, the first chapter of Luke.
Hallelujah.
First chapter of Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, God. First chapter of Luke. Verse 27. No. Ooh, thus said the Lord. Verse 25. Mm-hmm. Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Listen now. In the 6 months, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city to Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, to the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, that thou art highly favored, my God. The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. Do you know that in the presence of God there is favor?
Amen.
In the presence of God. And so that's what the angel was saying unto, the angel said unto Mary, thou art highly favored. art thou amongst women? And then it says, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast her mind better of salutation this should be. You see, sometimes when we're in a place, even in dreams and in visions, God will allow the angels to come to present themselves to us. And sometimes in a form of man, but we just got to know, we got to have that discernment of spirit. And Mary said, what matter of salutation of this? You see, right then she was in the presence of the Lord. And what happened is the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for that thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And see, and that's where we was coming to this morning, in the presence of God. David says, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And so what I want to say to us this morning, as we seek God's face, and God told us that no corruption will come unto us. No corruption, God said, will come unto us. But in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And Psalm 13, and last, and I'm closing, Psalm 13. Let's go to Psalm 13. Psalm 13. Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? So you see, in the presence of God, David is seeking God's face. So here David has a concern. He wants to know, God, how long will you hide your face from me? And just sometimes God has to hide his face and turn away from us so that his anger will not strike us. So what happens is, you know, when God's anger came upon him, even in the garden, with Adam and Eve, he went away. God, he went away from them. He turned his face from them for a moment, and he came back in the cool of the evening. Why? Because of the things that they were doing, they were disobedient. And sometimes when we're doing things, when we think that sometimes, and that's why we got to always pray, thank you, Holy Spirit, because that really sometimes when we think we're doing right, and in the presence of God, in the eyesight of God, we're really not. We're bringing more harm than we are good. Why? Because we desire to do good. But see, Paul said, every time I desire to do good, evil is ever present. So there are some times when we desire to do good and we think we're doing good, but we're really not. Well, sometimes in our lives we're in a place where I may think that I'm saying something that will benefit someone, but really if God didn't give it to me to say, I got to repent because I'm telling the person what I think. But what happens is that's that ungodly counsel. Thank you, Holy Spirit. David said he sought his counsel from the presence of God. So what happens is when we counsel someone, we want to make sure that it comes from God. Because that ungodly counsel can bring us in a place, my thought doesn't matter when it comes to someone delivered. You see, how can they be delivered by my words and my thoughts? They can be delivered through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So then, therefore, I must seek his faith. So even in the garden, God had to turn away because of their disobedience, Adam and Eve's disobedience, and because of his anger. And so here what says is, how long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? David said, even my enemy is exalted over me. And what David is saying is, even in Psalm 16, you know, he said that he will rejoice, God will not leave his soul in hell, and that the Holy One shall see no corruption. So what happens is when we know that David did some things that was not pleasing to God, and there are some times in our lives that we're going to do some things that are not pleasing to God. But what happens is he chastises us. And when he chastises us, we have to seek his face because we may not like it. It won't feel good. When I was coming up, when my parents took that switch and took those switches off that switch tree and began to wrap them up like they were feel good. But it chastised you, and you knew not to do that thing again. The same way with our Father in heaven. When he chastises us in the spirit, we know not to do this thing again. And what happens is when he chastises us, he's pulling our soul out of hell. Chastisement comes with deliverance. Deliverance comes with chastisement. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The third verse says in Psalms 113, consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. So David was willing to accept his chastisement from God because David knew that his help came from God. David knew there was nothing he could do without the presence of the Lord. David knew that he had to seek God's face day to day, day to day, all through the day. It was a daily thing with David. He said he needed the Lord to preserve his soul daily. So we need to, when we come into the fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord, we ask God to preserve us daily. And that's what David did. And I thank God for the reading of the word today. I thank God for allowing us to know that in his presence. And when we say his, we're talking about God, the presence of God. And when David said, at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. See, at the right hand of God. And we know that at the right hand of God, as I read to us in the scripture, in Acts and in Luke, that Jesus Christ, our Father's only begotten Son, our brother Jesus, sits at the right hand of God. And we know that there is glory in the presence of God. We know that there is honor in the presence of God. We know that there is salvation in the presence of God. We know that there is favor and deliverance, hope, peace, joy, long-suffering. All these things are in the presence of God. We know that the fullness of joy is in the presence of God. There is no way to enter into the presence of God and remain the same. So you see what I'm saying is if you're saying that you've entered into the presence of God, and you're still walking the same walk, you're still lying, you're still backbiting, you're still gambling, you're still whoremongering, you're still committing adultery and fornication, then you need to seek the face of God, the fullness of God's presence in your life. Sometimes we deceive our own selves. We're not deceiving God, but we're deceiving ourselves. We deceive ourselves by thinking that we can say anything we want to say, because we have our head bowed down, we have our hands folded, and we're on our knees. But I'm here to tell you, we only deceive ourselves.
Oh,
you
man.
Can't deceive God. You can't, there's no
yes,
way
sure.
To deceive
oh,
God.
Yes.
Because God knows the heart. God knows your mindset. Even before you go down to pray, even before
yes,
you look up, he already knows what your intentions are. He knows if you intend to do right. He knows if you intend to do wrong. God knows your intentions. The word says he perceives their thoughts.
That's right.
He perceives their thoughts. So he already knew what they were thinking before they even said what they said out of their lips. He perceived their thoughts, and he told them what they were thinking before they spoke it. So God already knows our thoughts. He knows our
intentions. Yes, Lord.
So whatever it is you have need of from God, there may be someone today who is just lost. You have not been saved, but we want you to know today that there is a way out today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has provided you with a way out, and that way out is salvation.
Salvation.
Salvation is your way out.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we'll pray with you right now in the name of Jesus. And if you want to be saved, you can just pray with me right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, I am a sinner, and I come to you, Lord, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. asking you, Lord, to forgive me of my sins.
Yes, Lord.
I confess right now, God, that I am a sinner today, God.
Mm-hmm.
And I come to seek your faith for salvation, to be saved.
Yes, Lord.
What is written in your word, God, in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart, God, that you raised your son from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I do confess you, Lord Jesus, with my mouth. And I do believe in my heart, God, that you raised your son Jesus from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
As it is written in your word, I am saved. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
Mm-hmm.
I am saved. Lord, thank you for saving me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today is October 26th in 2012. And if you pray the prayer of salvation today, if you turn away from your sins, that's all salvation is. It means accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, having rule and reign over your life today in the name of Jesus. There may be someone who has backslided today. And because you have backslided and because life happens, and that's all the Lord told me to say. And anything else, it will be of myself. So I will have to say life happens. And because life happens, the Lord wants you to know that he's provided you with a way of escape and a way out today. And that you can turn back to him. He's waiting with outreach arm.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the prodigal son, his father was waiting. When he looked, when he went home, he said, I have a father who cares.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a father who cares today. And he's waiting with his arms outreached, waiting
yes.
for you to come home, to return to him. And you can return unto the joy of your salvation today if you just pray with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I turned away from you, Father, and I'm asking you right now to forgive me of my backsliding. Forgive me of my wayward way. I repent of my sin right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I do confess you, Lord Jesus, with my mouth. And, Father, I do believe in my heart that you raised your son Jesus from the dead, and I am saved.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father, for saving me. And thank you, Father, for restoring me unto the joy of my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the shedding of the blood, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. And if you pray the prayer of salvation today, and if you pray the prayer of restoration, that God is so sovereign and just that he has forgiven you, he has restored you today, we rejoice with the angels in heaven as they rejoice over one. And I say to you today right now in the name of Jesus that you begin to study your word, beginning with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the Gospel of Acts. We ask that you unite with the Bible-based church today, teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, his conception, his birth, his life, his burial, his resurrection, the purpose and the plan that God has for his son Jesus, and the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. God says, I know the plan that I have for you. And God, not only did God say that, but he said the things that are good for you to prosper. God said he know the plans. God wants you to prosper. So know the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. Begin to seek his face and be go before his presence with thanksgiving. Enter into his presence with the fullness of joy and seek his face. And how do you do that? By being real. Just going before his face, start with our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Mm-hmm.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the
and
glory
the
forever. Amen. Or begin to ask God to show you and to teach you your purpose and the plan that he has for your life. And then Jesus recommended that you be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Apostle Callender.
Thank you so much, Evangelist. Good teaching today, good lesson, very good lesson.
Yes,
I really enjoyed it, you know, now, even when you were speaking about David, because I was studying about David, and, you know, looking at subject matter, and it's very, very anointed teaching, you know, just in his presence, I looked at that last night, and I was talking, in his presence, there is the glory, there's the glory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get into his presence, you can experience the glory of Lord, of God. You experience the power of God. And you also experience the covering that God has placed over us. And as you said, you experience the love of God. But you don't experience that till you get into his presence. How do you get into his presence? You made it very clear. You get into his presence when you're in his word, when you're praying, when you're fasting, when you are submitted to him, you get into his presence. And it's a place that the Lord desires for us, all of us. Not just us, not just you, not just me, but all of his children. He desired for all of his children to get to that place of worship, that place of praise. He wants us to get there because that's the place that he can really he can really enjoy us, and we can enjoy him when we begin to worship him and we begin to praise him. It's a place of it's a place of deliverance. It's a place of restoration. It's a place of peace. You know. I know there's times for me, Mother, that when I would go through different times, and when I start to study the Word of God and I start to read and I start to sing, and the presence of the Lord would come, and it didn't matter what I was dealing with. It didn't matter what I was dealing with, because once the presence come, and that's the glory, you know, and you sense that presence come, it seems like you don't know where that weight, that heavy weight you've been carrying all week, all day, my God, all night. Once you start to worship him and praise him, you don't know where it goes, but it just disappears.
Disappears. Yes, Lord.
You know? And that's what the presence is all about. Sometimes you can feel it, sometimes you don't feel it, but it's there. You just know, because there's something that bears witness when his presence is there. Your spirit, our spirit bears witness when we are in the presence of the Lord. You know, sometimes you'll start crying, you'll start sometimes you want to run. You want to scream. You don't know what's going on. People looking at you, well, that sister, like, she's going crazy. You better check her. You better check that bread out. What's going on? But he's in the presence. And you know, you can have 1,000 people there and only 3 or 4 is in his presence. You can have 1,000 people, 10,000 people could be right there, and only 3 or 4 of them in his presence. Because what happened, they have, those are the people that have surrendered their heart to him, to experience him. Because if you get there with God is in your heart is not surrendered, you'll never experience God. Because your mind is still tossing and turning, going every which way, you know. You know, there's people inside the church coming to the church building, and you all can vouch for this. You've been in church business for a long time. People are coming to the church. It's happened to me, with me. I've done it. Going to the church, and I'm in the church building, and my God, the pastor's preaching up a storm. I mean, you feel like things will be blowing all over the place. The pastor preaching hard. But my mind is not in that church building. My mind on my job, on my business, on my family. All different place. So what happens is when my mind is doing this, I cannot experience the presence of the Lord. Nobody can.
Yeah.
That's why the songwriter says, forget about yourself, concentrate on him. Forget about yourself, concentrate on him. Because when we go in and we want to get in his presence, we think, well, I wonder how I'm going to pay the car note next week. My God, I wonder if I can get that transmission fit repaired for a lower price than the man tell me. Maybe I'll find a different mechanic to work on my. Oh, my God, I wonder what the plumber's going to charge me when he comes to fix the garbage disposal. All that stuff you let bombard your head, and it's coming to your mind, because that's the devil putting all that stuff that you have to worry about. You're in the presence of the Lord. You should be thinking about the Lord.
That's right.
And I've done it many times before. And I wonder, says, why is all these people there? They weeping and hands in the air and all kind of stuff. And my mind is weird. My mind know where they're. My mind not there. So I can't experience what they experience. Mm-hmm. So in order to get into his presence, you really, really weep. We really got to forget about ourselves.
Yes,
when we get into his presence, it's just like leaving everything outside the door. When you come into the church building, leave all your peers outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
All them stuff that weigh you down, you leave them outside. Say, okay, Lord, I'm coming
to
God. This time, this hour. And you don't even have to be in the church building, in your home, sitting in your car, by the water, in the park, sitting in your car with your Bible, your little headphones set on there. And you just sit there talking to the Lord. You just, Lord, I'm forgetting everything now. It's just you and me. You and me. And guess what?
Lord.
God is so powerful. He is more powerful than any revival you go to. Why? Because you're there with him. It's you and him
That's
alone,
right.
And you are totally open to him for him to touch you. And God will show up and touch you. You are in his presence.
Lord.
You are in his presence. I thank the Lord for the word that came forth this morning. I really do. I really do. You know, and I'm very elated. I'm excited. My God, I'm excited about what God is doing in us and through us, you know, because it don't take, sometimes the line is full of people that we can see. But we know that always, every morning, there's a lot of people on the line all over the world that are listening to what God is speaking on this line. But regardless of who we're on the line or not, when we come on here, we got our hearts turned to God, God will speak to us.
Yes.
God will speak to us. It doesn't matter. Because God don't take a lot of people to get what he wants done. He takes just a few people and get what he wants done. And, you know, I was thinking last night, I was sitting in the living room, and I was there. Somebody called me from the Caribbean, and I talked for them about 2 minutes, or less than 2 minutes. And I was thinking about the prayer line on Sunday night. And I started asking the Lord, I said, Lord, do you want me to keep this prayer line on Sunday night? Because people don't come and pray. And then the Lord said to me, he says, just like I'm saying to you. And he didn't tell me no, he didn't say yes. He said, you just hold tight. That's all he just said. It was funny to me because the Lord never talked to me like that before. He said, you just hold tight. So I don't know what the Lord's going to do, but he just said to me, you just hold tight. So I guess he wants me to just stand still. So that's what I do. But we're excited. We're truly excited. We're truly blessed. And Father, we thank you for this woman of God. We thank you, Lord, for her obedience in serving you and serving your people, oh God. God, because your word declared so well that we cannot serve you if we don't serve your people. We cannot love you if we don't love your people. So, God, we thank you, Lord, for her compassion and her love for the saints. And, God, we ask that even as she poured out of her heart, as you poured into her heart, we pray, God, that you'll pour back in even more into her heart. And, Lord, as she go forth and declare and decree that you are God, that you are Lord, that you are Savior of her life, Lord, that she will continue to stand on that solid rock, doesn't matter how the wind blow or how the lightning flash or the thunder rumble, she'll still stand on that solid rock. Father, we just thank you, and we praise you. We praise you for your mercy and your grace that you're bestowed upon her. Lord, you know her heart's desire. You know what she's desiring of, oh God. God, you know what would make her the happiest child of Almighty God. And God, you promised you would grant it to her. So, Father, we are dependent and relying on you, God, because you're not a man that you should lie, nor neither the Son of Man that you should repent. We know that if you said it, you would do it. And, God, we know that you will come true. It may be the minute, last minute, but, God, it'll be the on-time minute. And maybe the last minute to us, but, Lord, it's the on-time minute for you because you're never late. You're always on time. God, you just do what? Give her her heart's desire, God. God, just like you are giving me my heart's desire as you're working on my son. Just like you're giving Sister Christina her desire as you're covering her children. As you're even looking over mother's life and her daughter's life.
Yes,
her daughter preach the gospel. God, I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing and Prophet Marcella's life, oh, God. God, she's not giving up. She pressed the wrong button just like I do sometimes. I've did it a couple of times, learning the computer, and I hit the wrong button. I lose all of my information. But they say that don't mind if you lose the information. It goes somewhere on the hard drive, and it's stored on the hard drive. And I'm still learning how to go back on the hard drive and find stuff that I've lost.
you know, because it's still there. Because they say if you even erase your stuff, the FBI could take your stuff and still could find it on the hard drive. So it's somewhere in there. I just got to learn these other little techniques about the computer. And she have to do the same. We thank the Lord how he's watching over her, her daughter and her sister, her little niece. You know, God is doing a great work, people of God. Don't take it lightly. I mean, there's a lot, so much I want God to do for me, but I'm content with what he's doing right now. I'm content. I'm not complaining. You know, I'm content. I thank the Lord,
yes.
You know, that he's blessing me so I'll be able to bless people, you know. I'm just grateful for Nancy. I'm grateful for Benjamin and Amy and Samar and all of my grandchildren, all of my great-grandchildren. I thank God for them. I thank God for what he's doing in their lives, you know, because I'm seeing the people that are close to me changing. What's her name called last night? Sent me a message, not call. She sent me a message inboxed me a message last night, Maria Aruda. She said she was heading to New York, and the only thing she was concerned about is if we were praying. You know, there's other people praying too, but she was so concerned. She said, Pastor Callan, I'm just concerned. I'm looking, but I don't see nothing on the page that where you're praying for me. So I said another thing. I said, yes, woman of God, I'm praying. We are all praying for your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying for God's will to be done in his life. And
mm-hmm.
necessarily, God's will may be not your will,
mm-hmm.
you know. It may be not what we would like to see happen, but it's God's will. And this is what I'm praying for now, you know, because that's what the Lord laid on my heart, to pray for his will. And
mm-hmm.
this is what we pray for, his will. God's will would be maybe to take him out of this world. God's will maybe to heal him. But we are praying for God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Because when people refuse to repent and turn to God, you can't keep going to God saying, God, do this for me. Because God, let your will be done. Because God's will maybe to keep you on your back for 6 months. The devil can't take you out of this world, but keep you there, and you'll be in so much pain that you ain't got no choice but say, oh, Lord, my God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no choice because the pain is so severe that the doctors can give you all the morphine in the world, but the morphine is not doing anything for you. And you have to say, Jesus, the very name that you don't want to call, because he says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he's Lord to the glory of God. So the very first name that you don't want to call out, you end up calling out right there on the hospital bed or in the hospice, because God said you're going to call out on it. You call on it. And when you call out on him, Jesus showed up and said, you know, son, I was here waiting ever since, just waiting for you to call upon my name. And I'm going to release you from the pain that you're in. God, that's the kind of God that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God that somebody prayed for me and somebody showed me how to pray, how to call on God. I thank God for that. That is the greatest gift that anyone could have given me, because I got a freedom that I cannot buy.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't buy. I have a freedom that I couldn't buy. And I bless the people that prayed for me and prayed me out of the darkness that I was in and allowed me to be able to come into his presence. But when the evangelists are talking about the presence, I can say, yes, Lord, I know about that presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody can't say that. Everybody can't say that. I can say, yes, Lord, I know about that presence. Why? Because I've experienced it. Nearly every day I experience the presence
mm-hmm.
of the Lord. But if you don't know him like that, you say, what are people talking about? What are they talking about in his presence? What are they talking about? Paul taught, he knew the presence of the Lord. He didn't know it till he had that spiritual encounter on his way to Damascus, or from Damascus. He didn't know, didn't have that experience. But when he got that spiritual encounter, it changed the whole course of life.
That's right.
It changed the whole course of life, because he, that one man, had a spiritual encounter, changed the whole course of life for the Christian people. Could God use him, the same man that would destroy the Christian, God use him to bring the Christian people to a closer walk with him. That's
mm-hmm.
the God that we serve.
Yes,
God.
I tell the people, I told them yesterday, I said, you know, so many people run around saying that they know God, but all they do is know of him. Because when you get to that place that you really know, that you 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 know God, you'll start to live for him.
Mm-hmm.
I am finished. I thank you. I thank you, Evangelist, for bringing that word for long God to use you. Continue to let him use you. Don't let the world cause you to waver in your faith, but continue to allow God to use you. continue to allow him to use you, because the best is yet to come. You know, a lot of times we say that out of cliche, but that's the truth. The best is yet to come for us that love God. The best is yet to come. The world may be showing off and think they've got it going on, we don't have nothing, but the best is yet to come. Because, you know, I sometimes I sit here and I just picture in my mind, I don't know about you all, but I've been thinking about God a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I've been thinking about the things that God has done for me and what he's going to do. And I'll be, sometimes I sit down and I think, I say, I wonder how beautiful my crown is. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about stuff like that. I said, man, to myself, I said, Lord, I wonder how beautiful my crown is. I wonder what kind of design my crown is. All that kind of stuff I've been thinking about because that's what I'm living for. You think I'm worrying about all this stuff these people worrying about here? This stuff I'm going to have to leave behind. You never seen a U-Haul turn escalator up to the graveyard? You ever seen a U-Haul carrying all that stuff to the graveyard? All that stuff is left behind. Your big house, your swimming pool, all your dogs, your cats, your pigeons, your rabbits, all that stuff is left behind.
Yes, Lord.
I don't worry about that stuff. I used to worry about that when I was much younger. One woman said yesterday, you know, was it you? I don't know, was you saying, you know, you know, when I was much younger, I used to worry about so much different things. But you, oh no, I was talking to somebody from the Caribbean. They told me a pastor and said, you know, she got a big, big house. She got a big house, and she's thinking about, she was seeing the vision of her having it said, she got a picture. She just befriended me, a pastor from down there. And the picture she had was that the house that she saw is almost like the one she has right now, but it has a big front deck, upstairs and downstairs deck, and a huge swimming pool in the backyard. So I said, well, woman of God, that looked like your house. She said, well, it's a vision that I'm seeing for another house I'm thinking about leaving. And she just lived by herself. Excuse me. She got like a 5-bedroom house, a big, big, big house. I mean, gigantic house. If it was here in America, it probably cost $2 million. A big, big house. And a nice house. All types of fruit trees all around, pear trees and apple trees, all types of stuff around the house. And she said, you know, she says, Apostle, you know, when we was much younger, because we're friends, we're still friends, she was my second girlfriend. And I let her go away to study to be a nurse because I was singing in the band, and I couldn't really take care of her at the time. You know, my lifestyle was different, smoking and getting high and all that stuff. So I had a choice to marry to her, tie down her life, or let her go away and better her life. And she went away, became a nurse, and then she used to teach. And she left teaching, went away to London to be a nurse. And she's still a nurse and come back. God touched her. And so she's the pastor. But so she was telling me, she said, you know, when we was younger, I used to always think about, I used to thought about getting all of this stuff and that stuff and this stuff and that stuff, you know, all the things of the world. He said, you know, as we get older, he says, none of that stuff don't matter to me anymore. And she got a nice house, but her house is not cluttered. Her house is not cluttered with a lot of stuff. Everything is set right in the correct place, because I've been to her house before. Got the things, everything is in the right place. A house, when you walk to that house, you can feel the presence of the Lord. I mean, when you walk into that door, because that's all she does is pray and worship God, study the Word of God. And she said, no, that's not. I said, woman of God, that's, you know, I don't wipe out stuff anymore. I don't wipe out stuff anymore. God said, I'll give you just what you need, and you don't lack anything. Listen, what it's all about. Serving God with your whole heart, with everything that's inside of you, surrendering your whole heart to God, your mind, body, and soul, so that you can experience the glory of God, the presence of love, the restoration, the everything, the salvation, the peace, the joy, the covenant of God, the glory of God, the love of God. You can experience all that when you surrender to God. So we get so much we can't surrender because we're worrying about this thing and that thing. Anyway, I'm opening the line. Mother, go on. I know you're going to share something good. Always share something good. The line is open. And don't leave the line, Evangelist. I need to pray for Christina. and all the people that you know God put on your heart already this morning to pray for. The line is open.
Okay, Pastor. Good morning.
Yes, Mother. Good morning.
And to your family and to your wife, I just thank God. And I just thank God for the word that spoken to me this morning. And she's always good. And I just like to hear her speak. She is tell it just like it is. And I just thank God for her because she is a praying, preaching, speaking, anything. She got the word, and I just love her because God is using her. She is full of Holy Ghost, and that's what I think about her. She's a praying soldier. She's a praying soldier. And that's what I just think of. I just thank God for her. Thank God for her because she is great. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And I just say a full word this morning, prayer. I got the vote this morning. Not the morning, but tomorrow. I'll be voting. I may come in a little while this morning, in the morning, but I got to get out last vote.
You got to get your vote in.
I got to do that.
Yes.
So my daughter going to pick me up in the morning by 10 o'clock, I'd say.
Yes.
But if I have to cut off, you'll know that I'm going to vote.
That is good, Mother. We'll be praying for you anyway.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And this morning, I just thank God for using me and thank God for just using me and over my ears.
Goodbye.
Till I can speak plain. And I just thank God. And I just thank God this morning for everything. I just thank God for using Pastor Callaghan. He is a good speaker. And I just love him. And I just thank him. And I just praise him. And I just thank God for him. And I just continue to using you in your name.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, gonna let me do better. Thank you, Jesus. He gonna get my voice better. Thank you, Jesus.
He's doing it right now, Mother.
I just thank God for everything he has done for me because he has strengthened me. Madison, he has really strengthened me. And I just thank God this morning for using me and let me live this long. And I thank him to continue to just let me live along. Just let me long. And I just thank God for everything. And I just see y'all in the morning. If the Lord bless. I like to pray for all of your children, and I just like to pray for your son and all his children, and I just thank God for the whole family, and I thank God for my church family,
yes, Lord.
I just thank God for using me in the service of the Lord. And I just thank Jesus for everything this morning. I pray these. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Yvonne, go ahead and pray for the people. And
This morning, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord, for allowing us another day to be in your presence.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, even though we don't always get it right, God, but we know that you just to stop and to forgive us of our sins, God.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for Mother Irene this morning, oh, God.
Yes,
as Lord. As you prepare with the blessed hope for tomorrow, God, in the name of Jesus, to go out and vote. Lord,
yes.
We just ask that you step, oh, God, in the environment that she goes, you know, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Bless
this daughter that's taking her father. Bless that going out and bless that coming in, God. We asking you, we thanking you right now. We thanking you in advance,
right
Father,
now.
Right now. In the name of Jesus, for traveling grace over her life today, God. In the
yes.
name of Jesus. Thanking you, oh, God, for making everything all right with her, with thee and her soul, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, she has vowed to serve you every day of her life, oh, God, until you take upon her last breath. And, Lord,
yes.
right now, in the name of Jesus, I want to say thank you. In the name
thank
of Jesus. For sustaining her, for keeping her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are a way maker, God, and we want to say thank you for making a way for Mother Irene today, God, in the
yes.
name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say, we counted our joy. Ah, Lord, we thank you right
yes.
now, God, and we counted our joy, oh God, in the
yes.
name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you right now, God, in the
right
name
now.
Of Jesus. Thank you for the blood that you shed, God, right now, God. We pray, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you will bless us to Christine and her family today, God. In the name of Jesus, keeping your eyes upon her, oh God. Lord,
yes.
we know that you said you ride upon the wings of the wind, God. And when the wind blows, then you satisfy her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that she will feel your presence, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and that
name
she will not be afraid to petition you, oh God, for whatever it is, God, that she has need of. In her life, even though, God, you know what we have need of before we can even think or ask, God. But
mm-hmm.
right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, God, that you will
yes.
bless her petition, oh, God, that you will fulfill her request right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we
yes,
want to say thank you for a powerful calendar today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the man of God today, God. Lord, that no corruption will come up against him, that the Holy One, oh, God, will see no corruption, oh, God, and that you will continue to pull his soul out of hell, God, in the name of Jesus. No matter what come up against him, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that his eyes will stay focused on you, and he shall not be moved, God. Right now,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, he's unmovable. He will be steadfast, God, and we want to say thank you right now, God, for
thank
the bounty
you,
of blessings that
you
will pour out upon his
thank
life
you.
And his children's
thank
life.
You,
Lord, I say thank you for Benjamin today, God. In the name of Jesus, that he
brings
his
heart
to his father's heart right now, God. In the name of Jesus, that he begins to bring joy to you, God. In the name of Jesus, that he will bring joy to his father's and his mother's heart, God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, I just want to say thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we know that you are a burden bearer. We know that you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. And Lord, we just want to say
thank you
right now, God.
Thank
you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And no one will find the
truth
of God. And we want to say thank you right now, God. We know that I have not seen. We know that you have not heard. These things, the Lord, that which you have prepared for us. And God, we want to say thank you right now, oh God.
Right
and Lord,
now.
We speak, God, that it will be a sweet smell and savior to your nostrils, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to say thank you for
Lord.
The ones who are fasting and praying
thank
today, God.
You, Lord.
In the
thank
name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus, we lift them up, oh God.
Before
the Lord, that you will increase them in the strength in their body, in their spirit and mind, oh God, that you will renew their strength, renew their power, renew their hope, renew their joy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to say thank you for renewing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for redeeming us, Father, right now, oh God, that you redeem us unto yourself, God, and to your bosom, God. We want to say thank you for holding us and locking us and cradling us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to say thank you today, God, for you are a way maker, God. I just want to say thank you, oh, God, in
thank
the name
you.
Of Jesus, for you getting
thank
out of the
Lord.
Mouth of
thank
the Lord.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we know that you're not talking about physical babies, God, but out of the mouth of spiritual babies, Lord. And
thank
right now,
Lord,
we want to say thank you for every spiritual child birth, new birth that you've given today, God, for the ones who are accepting you in the name of Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life today, God. even when they go back and listen to the blog radio, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that someone may be able to cry out with a guilty yield and cry out, I want to be saved. That someone will repeat the prayer of salvation. Someone will say within their heart, oh God, they will confess it with their mouth, and they will believe it in their heart, God, that they want to be saved, and you will save them. And right now, God, I just want to say thank you for salvation today, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for restoration today, God. Lord, I just want to say thank you for our blessed hope. Thank you for peace. Thank you for everlasting joy today, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we come into your presence, we know that there is fullness and there's peace of joy in your presence, God. And we want to say thank you, God. I bless this life today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to say thank you for the resurrection power of church in Christ. Thank you for the mother of the church. Thank you for the members of the congregation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you right now, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Empower us and endow us with your strength and your might from on high, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for pouring out your Holy Spirit upon all flesh, God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we just want to say thank you right now for the presence of your Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for the prayers, and the Lord bless you. 104, woman of God. Let's do the prayer of salvation and prayer of benediction this morning. Then we'll get out of here. We already did the prayer of salvation. Do a benediction. We'll be on tomorrow morning. We thank the Lord. Let's say, now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide upon us, now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I speak the blessings Amen. Over you. I speak the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel, Amen. Over us this morning. Father, I pray that you continue to bless us in the city and you bless us in the field, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you will make us the head and not the tail, that you will set us above, continue to set us above and not beneath. Lord, I pray that you would, oh God, make us the head and not the tail, oh God. Lord God, I pray that you will bless us coming and bless us going, oh God. I pray, Father God, that we will be the givers and not the borrowers, oh God. I pray that, Father God, that all bonds will be overflowing, oh God. God, we will have more than enough, oh God, that you will bless us so that we can be a blessing, oh God. Father, we thank you for the anointed word of God that went forth this morning and for the anointed woman that you have placed in our presence, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God, for Mother Irene. We thank you for Sister Christina. We thank you for the evangelist. We thank you for the prophetess Marcella and the pastor Celeste Morphis and Eric Morphis and Erica Morphis and Nyla Morphis and Pastor Larry and Sister Hannah. We thank you for evangelist Sanjay. We thank you, Lord, for all those that were part of the line. Apostle Latonya Shell and Apostle Bridget Green. God, we just thank you, God, for we know that you are faithful. We ask you to continue to keep your watch over your sons and daughters, oh God, as they go to and fro throughout this day, oh God. We pray that, Lord God, that your anointed presence, oh God, your glory would rest upon each and every one of us, oh God, that we will not walk in darkness, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you hold back the hands of the enemy, oh God. All the tricks of the enemy that is set up, the arrows, oh God, the spears, the darts that are set up to destroy us, the traps that the enemy has laid for us, let the enemy fall into his own traps, oh God. Every pit that was dig for your people, let the enemy fall into his pit, oh God. We pray that, Father God, that no weapons formed against us will prosper. And God, we thank you that every tongue that arises against us in judgment, Lord, you have given us the power to condemn them. And Lord, we condemn those false tongues. And Father, we just bless your name today in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen and amen.
Man,
you know, I always like to tell you all when we leave this line, remember to tell somebody that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. There's no other way. There's so many people saying there's many different ways, but we know the truth. We know that Jesus is the only way. We know that
only
he
way.
Is the way, the truth, and he is life. He is
mm-hmm.
the only way. No one can come to the Father except the Father draw them. So we ask you, God, we ask you all today to tell somebody today. Somebody's willing to hear from you. Somebody's willing to hear from me. God has placed them there that we will speak a word of love, a word of compassion,
mm-hmm.
a word of peace into their heart. Let them
yes,
know that
Lord,
God
yes,
loves them, we love them, and Jesus is the only way. Maybe the word that saved their life today. I had to share with a woman the other night that called me and said she wanted to commit suicide. And I had to speak love into her heart. She's still alive today. You know?
Yes, Lord.
You know, I'm talking to a person from Georgia, and they wanted to give it up.
that wanted to give up life. You know, how can you give up life that is so precious?
Yes, Lord.
Do what God called you to do. Pray God to save you and set you free from that attack
of
the enemy. He can do what God called you to do. So
yes,
this is somebody, share that word. And I tell you, you don't know what a powerful ministry that is just to tell somebody you love them.
Yes, Lord.
And it don't take that all day. Just open your mouth and the word come out. It don't take much to love somebody. And even if you don't mean it, keep saying it till you mean it. Keep saying it till you mean it. Keep saying it till you mean it.
Yes, Lord.
You know, God will help you to mean that you love somebody from your heart.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God for all you all. I really do. I really do thank God for you all. I thank God for your presence, and I pray that the protection of heaven be here on earth, on your life, on your homes, on your family members, on all your children. I pray that protection be on all our children. I know that nothing can harm us because we are with God, and when we are with him, we are protected. The enemy can't touch us. Don't care who he used or what he used.
Mm-hmm.
He can't touch
mm-hmm.
us. So I love you, man. I look forward to see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day. And whatever you do, enjoy the Lord. Whatever you do today, enjoy the Lord. Let the Lord take control of your heart, mind, body, and soul, okay? I thank you.
Lord.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye. Good night, young.